The most instant impression we get at our first encounter with a painting, it is visual representation. It immediately influences our contemplation and personal connection to the work. Juan Miró, in his painting L'Envoi, which means the fly too in English, that he painted in 1963, offers the viewers an interesting visual experience in the world of colors, of figures, of emotions, and expressions. As the title suggests, L'Envoi represents the flight of figures and elements. Juan Miró is someone who is highly interested in symbols and signs, and he embeds his own visual vocabulary in this work. Look at the center of the painting. There are three main figures formed by solid black contour padded with colored blocks. The treatment of the far left figure's head suggests a typical human in his visual language. The figure to the far right has an arrow-shaped head, which is similar to a portrait named Woman with Wind Disheveled Hair Before the Eclipse that he painted in the same period. You can see that these humans have dramatic gestures that suggest movements. Look at the one to the left with blue and red body. He or she has the legs wide stretched. Maybe that's a dance move. Or look at the one near the bottom edge in black and red. Even though he or she seems more stabilized, the figure has the right leg stretched out to the edge, which implies a continuation of movement that goes beyond this canvas. Miró also emphasizes dynamics in motion with more symbols. He illustrates the celestial nature of the background. There's an asterisk placed at the mid-left, which has a literal meaning of a star, and it also indicates Miró's interest in the use of conventional signs and symbols. Look at the swirl figure to the top right. That one can be read as a human flying far away out. Everything, even though posed idle on the flat canvas, is engaged in motions. However, to direct our spatial orientation, Miró ties up the chaos by two circles connecting to each other, which suggests a balanced state. Jesse, could you tell us more about his distinctive use of color in the background?
Yeah, sure. The abstracted stick figures Miró portrays for us seem to vibrate off the neutral gay background, due in large part to the bright colors used to fill them. At the same time, the figures still seem two-dimensional because of the lack of depth involved in the painting. The way Miró renders the background shows his lack of interest in it. There are blotches of paint, both blue and pink, scattered over the painting, and even parts where the canvas appears blank. The way Miró delivers this particular piece does not follow his usual surrealist tendencies. We are forced by the lack of scenery to put ourselves in the artist's shoes and feel what is trying to be expressed. Feel what Miró felt while painting this work. We flow up and down the arms of the figures and lose ourselves in the abstract shapes surrounding them. The painting contains dynamics and movement itself. Colors and figures complement each other and harmonize into a unity. His expressionist use of color and an interesting personal vocabulary encourage us to seriously look into what there is to see rather than what we want to see. This is the ultimate visual experience. This deepens our intellectual analysis of Miró's intention behind his use of symbols and expressions, the experience that floats along with each stroke, each contour, each color, the experience of the visual dialogue between artistic usage and personal contemplation. The piece is left without a specific narrative. It imposes a feeling on us, not its own. One we adapt from diving into the two-dimensional celestial landscape.